the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, July the 17th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Trump says he's not buying U.S. intelligence as he meets with Putin. Also on the rundown, as harvest nears, farmers speak out on tariffs. Immigrant advocates say families should not be kept in cages, and a call for a deeper dive on the Lake Erie algae troubles. But first, topping our news, after face-to-face talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin, the BBC reports President Donald Trump contradicted U.S. intelligence agencies and said there had been no reason for Russia to meddle in the vote. The two men held nearly 2 hours of closed-door talks in Helsinki on Monday. The BBC says Trump was asked if he believed his own intelligence agencies or the Russian president when it came to the allegations of meddling in the elections. Trump responded, "President Putin says it is not Russia. I don't see any reason why it should be." In a strongly worded statement, U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan said Trump must appreciate that Russia is not an ally. Farmers in South Dakota want to trust that President Trump will succeed on getting them better deals by imposing tariffs on trade partners, but as the fall harvest looms, Roz Brown reports, they are getting nervous.
Scott Vanderwall is president of the South Dakota Farm Bureau. He spent last week in Washington, D.C., much of it in hearings with others to discuss what effect a trade war will have on corn and soybean prices. He says the tariff issue puts Trump supporters in a tough position because they approve of the president's efforts to reduce regulations. At the same time, he says all the swirl over tariffs already has cost South Dakota farmers and ranchers hundreds of millions of dollars.
We have not been treated fairly by many of these other countries in the past on trade agreements. And so the president is right in trying to fix these things. So we're trying to be patient, but at the same time, patience is wearing thin as we get closer to harvest.
Last week, South Dakota's elected officials, including Senators John Thune and Mike Rounds, along with Representative Kristi Noem, sent a letter to the president saying farmers can no longer continue to wait and see what happens with U.S. trade in the global arena.
On Monday, China cited illegal attempts at protectionism when it filed a case with the World Trade Organization against the United States to protest new tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. And after a federal judge temporarily halted deportations of immigrant families reunited at the southwest border, Tramell Gomes reports immigrant rights groups say there is still a problem with keeping families incarcerated for profit.
U.S. District Judge Dana Sabra imposed a delay of at least a week following a request from the American Civil Liberties Union, which cited persistent and increasing rumors that mass deportations may be carried out imminently and immediately upon reunification. The ACLU requested that parents have at least 1 week to decide whether to pursue asylum in the U.S. after they are reunited with their children. The judge held off on deciding that issue until the government outlines its objections in writing by next Monday. Melissa Tavares with the Florida Immigrant Coalition says the detention centers are privately owned and there are incentives for corporations to keep them filled.
At the Florida Immigrant Coalition, we're advocating heavily so that families stay together, but they're not kept together behind cages. They're not kept together in detention centers.
Justice Department Attorney Scott Stewart opposed the delay but did not address the rumors in court. The Trump administration is facing a July 26 deadline for putting thousands of children back together with their parents.
Advocates in federal court in L.A. said immigrant children in government custody are being given poor food, kept in unsanitary conditions, and face insults and threats. Meantime, with Nebraska's primaries in the rearview mirror, volunteers of the group Unity in Action are setting their sights on mobilizing voters for the upcoming November midterm elections.
Ishmael Valadez with the group says canvassers are working primarily in South Sioux City's immigrant communities to register voters and provide basic information, including deadlines for registering, mail-in or drop-off dates for ballots, in hopes of increasing voter turnout and engagement in issues that impact local residents.
If people don't get engaged, people don't go out to vote in the elections, basically what happens is that you're letting somebody else decide your future. You have a say, your vote counts, and potentially you could be the decision maker when it comes to who wins the election.
Valadez points to the Dakota County Sheriff's recent embrace of a program that deputizes local officers as ICE agents as one reason immigrant voters should step up their engagement.
And finally, Mary Sherman tells us while biweekly bulletins warn Ohioans of harmful algae locations and toxicity in Lake Erie, some clean water groups contend officials need to also focus on eliminating the problem.
The new 2018 Lake Erie algae forecast shows that while it will not be a record year for algae, there will be a substantial bloom. Executive Director of the Lake Erie Foundation and Lake Erie Waterkeeper Sandy Benn says the algae updates are valuable and appreciated, but need to include accountability.
We're talking about where the algae is, how much algae there is. The flip side of that is what's causing it, how is it being reduced, how far are we along the line of getting the 40% reduction we need to solve the problem. And one of the components of that is manure applications.
Ben says the Maumee and Detroit rivers are the source of the majority of the phosphorus entering Lake Erie, and one-fourth of the discharge from the Maumee is from land manure runoff.
Water quality groups say the amount of phosphorus allowed to be used should be the same for manure and commercial fertilizer applications. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for newsing and cruising with Public News Service. We are member-listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.